From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, May 29th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Officials in Columbia County will discuss whether to raise the minimum age to purchase tobacco products from 18 to 21. Proponents of the change hope the age hike will reduce the number of young people who smoke, thereby relieving some of the long-term health risk tobacco products can have on those who start smoking at a younger age. Purse Ward Supervisor Sarah Sterling said there is currently no official legislation on the table, but discussions are planned for the Health and Human Services Committee of the Columbia County Board of Supervisors. According to Judy Reitmeier, Director of Capital District Tobacco-Free Communities, the Tobacco 21 initiative has caught on statewide, with more than 13 million state residents, or 62% of the population, now living in areas where the legal age to purchase tobacco is 21. Albany and Schenectady counties have enacted similar legislation. The Ulster County Legislature recently passed Tobacco 21, and once signed by County Executive Mike Hine, it will go into effect January 1, 2019. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Chatham Town Board voted May 17th to enter into a memorandum of understanding with the state police. The MOU would allow the police agency to begin surveying land adjacent to the town hall in a first step towards building a new state police barracks on Route 295. Captain Michael Jankowak of Troop K, along with a state police representative from Albany, made the formal request for 3 acres of town-owned land at the board's regular meeting. Jankowak said the plan is to close the existing barracks in New Lebanon and move Troop K to Chatham. Town Attorney Sal Fralazzo said that while the MOU is, and I quote, not a hard contract, end quote, it is, and I quote, a step in the right direction, end quote. The state police are asking the land be donated. Although the board agreed to the MOU, it did not discuss or agree to donate the parcel. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. State Senator George Amador announced May 16th Senate passage of legislation intended to fight Lyme disease and other tick-borne illnesses. The Rotterdam Republican is a member of the Task Force on Lyme and Tick-Borne Diseases Committee. The purpose of the bill is to increase awareness and prevention and to improve diagnosis and treatment of the diseases. The Senate also approved a resolution designating May 2018 Lyme Disease Awareness Month statewide. Amador said, and I quote, "The bill we passed today build on the historic $1 million investment in this year's budget for Lyme education, prevention, and research that was championed by the state Senate task force and will help us tackle this epidemic that is so prevalent in our communities," end quote. New York State has the third highest number of confirmed cases of Lyme disease in the nation, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The bills are now in the hands of the state assembly, and you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has announced funding for 20 public housing authorities in the Hudson Valley and Catskills for capital improvements. The money is granted to provide residents with decent, safe, and sanitary housing and respond to the growing demand for affordable rental housing. Among the regional HUD grantees, the Catskill Housing Authority received $194,000, and the Hudson Housing Authority was awarded more than $312,000. And you can read that full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And finally, Robin Gabbin is reporting for the Times Union. A civil jury, May 25th, concluded that the South Glen Falls School District was negligent in the way it handled the bullying suffered by Jacoby Tarris. However, the jury decided the school's failure to handle the matter was not a significant factor in Jacoby's suicide. Malcolm O'Hara, one of the two attorneys representing the school district, said, and I quote, "All I'm going to say is that we're pleased that the jury reached the correct results," end quote. Plaintiff's attorney, Ryan Finn, told the jury in his closing arguments the case was, and I quote, about schools being held responsible. It's about preventing the next Jacoby, end quote. The family was seeking at least $9.25 million in damages. After the verdict, the boy's father, Richard Tarras, said, and I quote, whether we received any money or not, that wasn't the point. We now become the brick in the mud that someone else gets to step on. Next time, the district won't be so lucky because there's now proof of negligence in the way they administrate that school, end quote. In February, a bill called Jacoby's Law passed the Senate. The measure would require schools to notify parents or guardians if their child is being bullied. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog in the early morning. Otherwise, it will be sunny today with a temperature high near 85 degrees. For Tuesday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 55. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 54. On Thursday, a chance of showers mainly after 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 76 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a low around 61. The sun rose this morning at 5:21 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:23 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, 1 minute and 26 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 29th day of May 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.